Supporters have defended controversial TV naturalist Chris Packham after he was sent death threats and packages of human excrement in retaliation over his campaign for stricter bird shooting rules. The intimidation began after a court challenge by Wild Justice, a legal group co-founded by Mr. Packham, prompted a sudden policy overhaul by Natural England to tighten up shooting licences for birds regarded as pests, such as carrion crows. Last week, a pair of dead birds were tied to the gate of Mr. Packham's New Forest home, and he has since been sent death threats and suspicious packages. Charities and firms he works with have also been bombarded by these bullies, he told ITV's Good Morning Britain. The 57-year-old BBC Springwatch presenter, who lives at Colbury near Marchwood, is due to be the guest star of the Dogsville event in just over a fortnight at Plywell Park near Lymington. Organisers of the weekend celebration of dogs on 18th and 19th of May are concerned there could be protests and have urged critics of Mr. Packham not to target the venue. The Dogsville organiser Richard Noel described the death threats as deplorable and told the ANT they had received unpleasant messages about Mr. Packham's role in the event, which he predicted was on track to sell out. Mr. Noel said, "There will be thousands of children, families, dogs and people with disabilities and attending the festival. It is wrong we are being dragged into the crossfire and used to get back at Chris Packham's wider views. Please put these differences to one side for one weekend to show that a sense of understanding and as to what a festival is actually about. The event is also raising awareness about responsible ownership around livestock or the wild roaming animals that inhabit the New Forest. So in many ways, the event is trying to support farmers and landowners whose businesses are suffering through dog attacks. Through Mr. Packham's support, we will raise more awareness on these issues and more money for all the charitable causes."